Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, Monday podcast for you. What's up, Al? How you be?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. This past weekend, we had celebrated Gina's birthday with some of her.
Oh, you had your restaurant crawl.
Some of her high school friends, yes. And then we went to the, on the Asbury Park boardwalk, there's the Silver Ball Museum Arcade, it's called.
Okay.
And it's one of those old arcades.
Retros?
Yeah, like a retro arcade.
It's like got the one in Red Bank? Like Yestercades?
Yeah, this is more like, I think this one actually has more pinball machines,
oh, okay.
Like old pinball machines, but then a bunch of the old video game systems, or the old video games, yeah, that used to be in there. And it turns out, like, I was really bad at arcade games. Were you any good at any of them?
No, the only one I played was Ms. Pac-Man.
Did you get good at it?
Like, yes.
Were you
feeling like Ms. Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Well, what's good? Could I get to like the seventh board? Yes.
Like on a quarter back in the day when you would put a quarter.
Oh, yeah, I could
be
play
able
for
to
a
go
while.
For a while.
Yeah.
But see, that's good.
It's the only game that I enjoyed. I was not into games, never liked video games. That was the only one.
Yeah, this place is interesting because it's like you go in by the hour. So you go in there, and when you're at a certain age, you don't need an hour. Like, I didn't need an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Played Donkey Kong terribly. Played Frogger really poorly.
So you were done in 15 minutes.
It was not, like, I don't really get pinball machines. Like, I never really.
Right.
I was trying to play really old ones from like the 50s. Then I was trying to play like famous pinball machines, like Terminator is a famous pinball machine.
Okay.
I was like, oh, I'll play that for a little bit. And then that got boring. They did have an interesting old baseball game,
mm-hmm,
in there, which was you controlled the batter. And it would, and you, I guess you controlled the pitch too. You chose which pitch you wanted thrown to you, fastball, curveball, slider. And it was a pinball was the ball.
Mm.
And it would come at you fast, and you'd hit it with the bat. You'd hit the button. And then depending on where it went, it was a single.
Were you good at that?
I was pretty good
at that.
There
you go. You found something.
I had a streak. I hit back-to-back-to-back home runs.
Wow, look at you.
Yeah.
Now you tell your dad that one.
Yeah. I was not very good in Little League. So that was fun.
You found your baseball calling.
Yeah, I did find my baseball calling. Here's another interesting thing to know. We always talk about like money and how much things cost.
Yeah.
So there were six of us total.
Okay.
Gino doesn't drink. We went to one place for drinks and appetizers.
How long were you there for?
We each got one drink.
Oh, okay.
So five drinks. And each couple got an appetizer to share. So we got three appetizers.
Okay.
Then we went to dinner.
Okay. I'm going to tally this as we're going. Okay.
Then we went to dinner, and it was BYOB.
Okay.
So it was just six meals, and we already had the appetizers.
Right.
The drinks and appetizers was almost the same price as dinner for six.
So I had the drinks and appetizers at about $160 and dinner about $185.
I think that's actually
close.
What it was.
Nice.
Then when you add the tip in.
Look at me.
You know, then, yeah. So you.
Where'd you go for dessert?
Cake at Gina's house.
Oh, okay. So you caught a break there.
Which I got a cake at this. By the way, cakes are expensive.
Yeah, I know they are.
Yes. I bought a birthday cake. It was $45 because it was cool looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing pricey. Cheap, Al.
Yeah. It was nice, though, when people go in, let me help with this. No, please. This is on me.
And then I ask again and you took it?
Listen, if you guys are going to fight me over it.
If you insist.
So that was cool.
Okay.
Then I was watching this. I know I'm going to. There are some things that I want to talk about that I think I'll do a really bad job explaining. Also, I'm going to try this one. There was a guy I was watching on YouTube who was talking about how we have things in our lives that we know have to change, right? Like something's bothering you about your life.
Sure. I think a lot of people's eating habits is one. People not exercising is one.
Yes. Maybe where you're working, you don't want to work that job, the relationship you're in. Could be anything. But he says...
Have you begun a YouTube channel, Al?
But he says that as much as we are annoyed and bothered by these things in our lives that we know we need to change, that our brain has a built-in sort of safety feature where it's almost like it was like an old saying, I think it went something like, dance with the devil you know, or something the devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So even though you may feel like you need to make these changes in your life.
Yeah. Much easier phrase.
Like
the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
Yeah, like maybe like that. We don't trust that if we do, that it's going to be
the unknown.
Better. And even though something might be terrible now.
Mm-hmm. It could be worse.
If you know the terrible.
Mm-hmm. But that comes back to comfortability that we always talk about, that you always bring up. People are too comfortable, you know, and they don't take chances. And I think depending upon your situation, which is something we've also discussed, it's easier for some to take chances than others because some can fail numerous times. And the only one they're really putting at risk is themselves, or maybe themselves and a spouse. When you've got a family that could be completely uprooted or, you know, disrupted, it's not so easy to take a shot, take a chance. I told you, I had a friend of mine who had a very comfortable job as a baker, was very good at it, and decided he had enough of working for someone. And then he opened his own. And it failed miserably because what he bought, he thought he was buying into a bakery that had an established clientele, which it did. The problem was within the 6 weeks of it closing and him opening, well, those clients still needed cakes and their baked goods for 6 weeks, and they found other places to go. And it was almost like he was starting from the beginning again, and he didn't end up buying a business. He wound up getting rid of most of his 401k and had to start over. His family was completely disrupted for like, he's okay now, but you're talking like 6-7 years it took to bounce back. It's hard.
So he did bounce back in some ways?
He's bounced back. I mean, you know, it was his retirement earnings and savings gone, but he got a job very quickly and they were back on their feet. But that, let's say $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 is gone. and ain't never coming back. He took a chance, and it didn't work. You can tell me his wife isn't, you know, at some point a little disturbed that you just pissed away $500,000. Now, I'm great people, and there's no doubt she was on board with this, but that's very disruptive.
Yeah.
You know, and while he bounced back, he didn't get a job immediately after closing. It took a little while, and then you're unemployed. Not easy.
Yeah, that's why when people do very well financially, mm-hmm. and you can go back to a time when they risked a lot.
For sure. Take guts.
To do it. Then I think people don't look at it like, look at this rich guy. If there was a real risk involved at sure. the time, then it's like, wow, good for you. But
you know, it's funny when you discuss all these things about people that have hit it big, there's always literally, I would say for every person that does hit it big and goes for that change and it works out, my guess would be the numbers in the thousands that try and fail. I think we highlight the successes, but I think the failures are 100-fold in a lot of cases, maybe more. When you watch that Jerry Jones documentary, you know, people just see Jerry Jones and think that he was born into wealth. And if you watch the documentary, the dude was like a door-to-door salesman when he was in college. And you look at what he became, took a lot of chances early on, and it worked out for him. But he built himself from nothing.
Yeah, he was buying like how did he end up buying oil?
I don't remember. I'd have to go back and watch it again because the story, it really was a pretty cool story how he ended up in the oil industry.
But he put all of his money, I think if I remember, put all his money into getting a machine that digs for oil.
He did, but what was he selling door to door? Not sticker. I forget what it was. I got to go back and watch. He was like the classic, I can buy something for $2 and sell it for $4. And if we can do that 1,000 times, we're going to make $20,000. Literally from nothing.
I don't think there's a single thing you could go door to door selling these days.
Not anymore.
And be successful, right?
No, not anymore. You got to do it online.
Because going door to door, people are not going to answer the door.
No, I think door to door now is sending out emails and hoping people reply to the emails and buying. Meaning, like I have a pretty good email list for people from the calendars. If I sent out I've probably sold a calendar to upwards of 1,000 different people. So I have probably 800, 900 emails. That would be to me the equivalent of going door to door, sending out one email to those 900 people. Hey, just so you know, we got this year, you know, and see what happens.
But like people used to take actual products
and go door to door.
And like if I talked you into it, you would get that product right then and there.
Encyclopedias. My parents did that. Not sold them. They bought them.
My parents bought encyclopedias mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
Did you get them all at one time?
I don't remember. I feel like we had them all at one time, but I don't know as a kid if they were bought in stages or if my dad bought them all. I don't know. I just know we had Britannica?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the blue one?
They were probably different colors depending on the year.
We had that one, and we had a big bookshelf in the hallway upstairs, and that's where they all were because that's where our bedrooms were if we needed them to do homework.
Yeah.
You know, and that was a door-to-door thing, you know?
Yeah, I know we had them. I remember getting them a little at a time, and okay. I think they actually bought them from, like, there may have been a department store or even the supermarket that was selling encyclopedias. It'd be like, this week is A.
Right.
A and B, you know.
Yep.
Next week is C and D. And they bought them over a...
Much more affordable that way.
Yeah, much more affordable
that way. When you do things in stages.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing savings. It's easy to use, and you get cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. The brands you love pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
We were in the Bahamas from Wednesday morning until yesterday, and you talk about making big changes in your life. And I'm sure like you, when you were in Montana, you walk around and you wonder, could I live here? you know, what would I do if I was here? And you do wonder, like, you know, I'm sitting there, you're in paradise, basically, for 3, 4, 5, whatever it was, 4 days. And I'm like, could I work here? Like, could I make this? It seems so simple. The sun comes up. Everyone's in a good mood. You know, could you open up? Like, I went to the Dunkin' Donuts, which was around the corner. The Bahamas, like, anywhere.
Bahamas Dunkin' Donuts?
Anywheresville, USA. They got McDonald's, KFC, really? Starbucks. Oh, yeah, yeah. Along with local places. But I walked in, so I was like a mile away every morning. It was a nice 15-minute walk. I'm like, I open up a Dunkin' Donuts in the Bahamas. This would be phenomenal. But then I sit there and think, like, would it be, though? Or would you miss the day-to-day route? I don't know. It's a very interesting question to ask and answer.
Because you know the safety of that current day-to-day.
For sure.
Even if there are parts of that day-to-day now that make you miserable.
Right, like getting up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know that already. Like, you know you can get up at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, I'm also a big believer in you can do anything if you have to. You know, like, and how many times have people been, what time do you get up for workout? No, 2 a.m. Oh, I could never. Yes, you could. If you got a job that paid you more money and you got a raise, you could and you would. You know, that's just to me a natural reaction of, I could never do that. Except that you can.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the old mom thing. Oh, I can't anymore with this kid. Except that you're going to because you have to because it's your son or your daughter. You know, it's just, anybody can do anything.
Yeah, that's true. I had this guy I worked with in Florida. He sold meat door to door. He would knock on people's doors. He had meat in freezers or coolers in his trunk.
Wow.
And made a living. He told me Sam Weish, who was then the Buccaneers head coach, was washing his car in the driveway. And the guy walked up and Sam Weish bought steaks from him.
Where are they coming from?
Right, that's what I would say. Where did this meat come from?
Wow.
How do I know it hasn't been sitting outside in the sun and then you put it in your car?
Like, I don't know.
But that was like, people would answer the door.
Yeah. Not me.
If someone knocked on it.
Unless I ordered food. I hear the doorbell ring. I'm like, ugh, hide.
Yeah.
I'm not answering.
Even now, like, if someone rings my doorbell now, I'm like, I pause.
And like, why?
Who is this?
Yeah.
And is there a way, like, people used to have peepholes. You'd look out the peephole.
I remember.
Now people have the ring doorbells.
Yes, you can see what's going on.
Yeah, you can see everything. You could even talk to the person.
You could.
What are you doing here?
That is true. I did that once to my wife and my son when I was away on a Rutgers trip last year. They were out on the deck. It was March. I think I was in Nebraska, I think. And it was nice here. And, you know, whatever, the thing went off on my phone. I'm like, oh, what's going on? And I saw they were going out on the deck and they're sitting there. So I'm like, oh, let's see if this thing works. I'm like, what are we doing out there? What was that? It's very funny.
You two aren't doing your chores.
Well, it was my wife, so she didn't do any chores. But my son, sure. But it was very funny.
Yeah.
It was funny.
People used to sell vacuums door to door. Like, that was a popular
one. That I don't
one.
Remember. I feel like that's a 1950s thing.
Yeah.
That one I don't remember.
Vacuum cleaners.
I just remember the water jugs used to get delivered to the home. I never had the milk deliveries to the house either.
Water jugs?
We had for a while, we had the, which you can still do today, but we had the water thing in the kitchen. And every week we would have those big 5-gallon jugs that would be delivered to the front door. We had that. And I remember the encyclopedias. That's really all I do remember.
Did you ever have a Charles Chip truck in your neighborhood?
Charles Chip? No.
Charles Chips?
No.
It was a guy who would deliver big containers of potato chips, pretzels.
Really?
Yeah. We had a Charles Chip guy in my neighborhood in Colonia.
No.
And my next door neighbor would get deliveries, Charles Chips. You get ketchup flavored potato chips.
Was this a knockoff of Wise or was it popular?
No, it was popular. Charles Chips was his own company.
So this guy made his own potato chips?
No. I think Charles Chips was just the name of the... I'm sure there was an original Charles Chips.
Thinks Charles Chips are still around.
I do. I kind of think Charles Chips
Chips, here we go. Based out of Neptune?
Neptune, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Can you still get Charles Chips delivered to your home? I might start a delivery.
So now they're called, Charles Chips, the biggest flavor in potato chips and snacks. I'm going to go to the website and see, because I think they're based out of New Jersey. All the collections, they got chips and tins.
Yeah, in tins.
Family size bags.
Yes. These were family size tins, Jerry.
Wow. So let's
full
see.
Full tins of chips.
All right,
chips.
About Us. I'm going to the About Us. They are based in...
I'm going to take a tour of the Charles Chips Neptune factory.
Content.
That's where they're based out of.
Every contact.
Come on,
they
Charles
Chips. They are based out of... Nah, it's not telling me.
Oh.
But well, you can email them, customercare@charleschips.com.
I might email them later today. I go, you guys still delivering chips and tins? Because I could be interested.
They are. There's no question they are, because there's a lot of different things you can get here. Party packs, pretzels. This has to be it.
Yeah, it's got to be Charles Chips.
Wow. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Charles Chips, Jerry.
Never, and that's free shipping orders of $59 or more. That's what you need, $59 worth of potato chips.
You need your milk delivered in glass containers. You need the big water jugs to put on your water machine. You need Charles Chips. Now you just get anything on Amazon. Like, I could probably get Charles Chips delivery from Amazon this afternoon.
You know what, though? I really do try to, I'm going to say avoid Amazon, but I do try to shop local if I can.
Yeah.
Not that easy, unfortunately, but.
I'll tell you how lazy I've been, and this is terrible. I might be in a store.
Right.
See something I'm interested in and go, I'll just get this on Amazon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't even want to bring it up to the counter. I was like,
it's too much for you.
It's too much. Amazon will just drop it off of my front porch.
They're in North Arlington, New Jersey now.
Charles Chips.
It was based in Montville, Pennsylvania, but it looks like the family sold it. And is owned now by the Scardino family.
Man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
That must have been a nice job to be Charles Chips delivery guy. Everyone's happy to see you.
You would think so.
You're bringing a whole thing of chips.
Yeah.
You're not bringing bills. You're not bringing...
Yes.
You know, if you're...
Well, the Amazon driver is pretty well liked, too.
Yeah, but you don't really know what you're delivering somebody.
That's fair.
When you're the Charles Chips guy, you know you're delivering Charles Chips.
That is true.
And because we'd be playing wiffle ball in the front and the Charles Chips truck would pull up. We'd be like, hell yeah, Charles Chips. Ketchup flavored potato chips.
I just don't understand how I never heard of this, given I'm not that far. By the way, it does say there's a location in Neptune on Route
33?
66.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's still aligned with the other one, but
Charles
it does
chips.
Say Route 66 in Neptune. Colonia, from where I grew up in, where I really grew up in the Old Bridge area, is not that far.
No.
I do not remember this. In any way, shape, or form.
In fairness, the only person that I saw getting Charles Chips deliveries was my next-door neighbor.
Okay.
So I don't know if Charles went out of his way to drop these chips off.
Hmm.
Do you think if you're an Amazon delivery person, you can tell them how much weight you can carry and hold? Because some people get like a weight set ordered on Amazon or like a table.
No, I think...
Like, what do you do if you're...
I think you have to have the proper physical capabilities for a lot of... the deliveries, and if not, you have to have the hand trucks.
Because I see some like somewhat frail men and women making Amazon deliveries.
Have you ever watched a YouTube video on people doing it for the first time?
No.
Very interesting. How you go to your location and you sit, and this is the one video. I'm sure it's not the same everywhere, but this one, I think the guy was in somewhere in Pennsylvania, and he goes to the Amazon warehouse, and you clock in, and his first day, he sat in a room with all these other delivery drivers, and they call up your vehicle number, I think it was, and he was delivering out of his car, wasn't an Amazon box truck or anything, and he sat there for 3 hours. They had no deliveries for him, and they paid him for 6 hours worth of work, and he went home. Went back the next day for day two, and he got his first delivery. And it's intense because you're basically timed and they keep tabs on where you are and like you're supposed to do it in this timely fashion. And he wound up going like 10 minutes over and he was all nervous going back, but they were fine. And yeah, he did okay, whatever. And day three, he got better at it. And by day like 15, because he was choosing to work every day because he had nothing else to do. But like day 15, he's walking in strutting his stuff. And he's getting bigger routes and bigger delivery days and more hours, and he was making more money. It was very interesting. Very interesting.
So they use their own cars instead
of... Well, this guy did. I think you can buy in
both.
And you can buy your box trucks and become a delivery service for Amazon as opposed to just a local driver.
I'd be afraid, though. Like, you're going up on people's porches. Some people don't want people going on their porch, even if they deliver...
Well, I think the hope there is you're wearing your Amazon gear. The people you're delivering to, you hope remembered they ordered something and that it's on its way because they do a great job of sending you text messages and emails that your delivery is en route. So you hope that they realize that when you're walking up, they don't release the dogs on you.
Yes.
You know, I agree. It's a problem. Whether it's a mail guy, UPS, Amazon, whoever, you're still walking right near people's front doors.
And some animals are very protective of their porches and their homes.
Yes, 100%.
I like seeing a bunch of videos on YouTube of like delivery people, and there's a stereotypically dangerous looking dog, like a pit bull, a German Shepherd, a Doberman, sitting on the porch, and the people are like, and the Ring doorbell camera catches them like walking up there, and the dog's just sitting there, and they're looking at the dog, and they're trying to communicate with the dog, but they're using people language. They're saying, "Hi, are you friendly? I just got this package for your mommy. Can I drop it off here on the porch?"
I mean, you're taking your life in your hands.
Oh, yeah.
I know they're dogs, but like some of those dogs can rip you to shreds.
Yes.
Like, no thanks.
But again, you would hope that if you have a home where you get deliveries, that you wouldn't have your Doberman sitting on the front porch.
You would hope so.
What do you think is the most dangerous looking? What would you rank your most dangerous looking dogs that you wouldn't want to go on the front porch?
German Shepherd.
Over Pit Bull?
German Shepherd. I actually think Pit Bulls are cute. I know what they can be and what has happened. But if you're asking me about, for me, the dog that looks the most rugged and wants to kill you is a German Shepherd.
I think you're right. You can eyeball a Pit Bull.
Mm-hmm.
And because I see a lot of pit bulls when I'm walking my dog. And there are some pit bulls when I see them, I say to the person, "Is your dog friendly? May we say hello?"
Yeah, adorable.
Because they have a friendly face.
Yep.
German Shepherd's all business.
Yeah.
I don't care how friendly it is. That dog is business.
Mm-hmm.
Same with, I think a Doberman is also all business.
Well, the Doberman is, and I don't know about you, but where do you remember the Doberman famously from on TV?
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Magnum P.I.
I never watched.
Oh, okay.
He had a Doberman?
I don't think he did.
He ran into Dobermans.
They were in the show a lot, and they were fierce.
Yeah.
I don't remember if that he was investigating or his... I forget because I haven't seen the show in forever. But I think whenever I hear Doberman, I think Magnum P.I., which is funny.
And I know there's some very friendly Dobermans. They're very friendly German Shepherds.
Of course.
But they look... like they're a no-nonsense dog.
Yeah, it comes right up. Doberman, Magnum P.I., Zeus and Apollo. Those were the names.
We have a Rottweiler in town.
Okay.
That the guy got as a puppy. Every time I see that dog, it's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
I always go say hello to it. Because I'm like, this dog...
Hopefully it remembers you.
When this dog grows to be full size, and he's getting there, I want this dog to be like, "That's a guy I like over there.
It knows your scent."
Yeah, he knows my scent.
It knows you, knows your voice.
Because I don't want
No trouble.
I don't want no trouble from this big fella.
No trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not kidding.
Very dangerous, Jerry, to be a delivery person.
They had at the resort, they had two cats that hung out by the security shed before you got into the, like, the lobby area. And I don't know if they live there or not, but every morning I went out at 6 a.m. to go to Dunkin' Donuts, and the woman in the security shed was feeding them. They were the sweetest, and they were outdoor cats, nails, everything. And people are going, I'm like, my God, you don't know. What are you doing?
Yeah.
These cats would roll over onto their backs, and people were rubbing their belly.
Because she's feeding them. Like, she's damn. Feeding them. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they were very, but my point is, whether they're Dobermans, whatever, cats, you have no idea what these animals are unless they're yours.
Right.
So I couldn't imagine being a delivery driver.
All right, Jerry, well. You're going to find out.
Might be one day, but.
You got a job delivering Charles chips starting this afternoon.
That seems more fun.
I'm going to get you an interview.
Okay.
We're going to do the warm-up show now. We're going to return here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. once again. We'll have the warm-up show for you then. Until then, enjoy this warm-up show from this morning. So!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.